First off, Madeline and Luke, grateful that you saw Scissors, was it last week or a couple weeks ago? So he's not going to join us today, but you heard the message then, because I know you were there. But I just want to say that this is not only just a wonderful day for both of you, but also for myself, because today is the one-year anniversary of my ordination to the priesthood. And I can't think of any better way to celebrate my priesthood than to be able to give for the very first time the body and blood of Jesus Christ to the both of you. So this is a day that all three of us will be connected for and remember for many, many years. You know, there are two perspectives in the gospel today that I would like to try and enter into with everyone, and they both revolve around the very first words that we hear when Judas had left. Because immediately upon leaving, Jesus gives his disciples a new commandment, a commandment to love one another as I have loved you. And I want to look at the meaning of this first from Judas's perspective and secondly from Jesus's. So let's start with Judas. You know, when I first read this gospel, a question just immediately popped into my head. Because I wonder what would have happened if Judas had stayed. Would Judas have continued on his path of betrayal if he had heard this new commandment? Because we should not be fooled that Jesus is just saying a nice thing right now, like a catchphrase or something. Jesus is making a statement which carries great significance. For the Ten Commandments are everything to the Jewish people. They come directly from God himself to his people. In this moment, for Jesus to not only say he is giving a commandment, but a new one, is to take the very place of God and his authority. Jesus is claiming to be God. This is no light occasion. This is what the disciples have been waiting to hear, and Judas misses it. He misses the best part. The proclamation of Jesus claiming to be God and the beautiful new commandment to love one another. It's life-changing. And so I just can't help but wonder that if Judas might have gone down a different path if he had stayed. He had followed Jesus for most of his public ministry, but here at the end, he grew impatient and left. It's like leaving the theater before the movie's over. Because this was it. Judas left to betray Jesus. And so a difference of minutes could have changed Judas's life and even all of history. And yet, haven't we all done that? Haven't we all become impatient and left Jesus too early? We ask God for something and don't get an answer right away, so we try to just take care of it ourselves. We try to maybe pray more, but then after a few days, we just don't feel like we are getting anything out of it, so we stop. Like Judas, we walk with Jesus, but keep our eye on the exit door in case things begin to get hard, in case Jesus asks us or tells us something that we don't want to hear. Jesus does not solve our problems or fix our life quick enough, and so we leave. Sadly, like Judas, we leave too early, and we miss the best part. We miss the answer to our prayer. We stop praying right when God has opened his mouth to speak. We leave right when Christ makes clear why he has asked us to do what he did. I remember when I was thinking about becoming a priest, I wanted the answer right now. I would sit in prayer and say, you know, God, just tell me. That's, you know, it's not that hard to do. I just need a yes or no, just one word. But he wouldn't. And then I would get so angry. And I would think, fine, you know, I'm just going to do what I want then. You know, and it's your fault. Because I asked. You know, because I asked and you didn't tell me. You know, so I'm just going to do what I want. Thankfully, though, I had some people who helped me stay long enough to actually hear the answer. The answer that changed my entire life and even yours, hopefully for the better. The great G.K. Chesterton wrote that the Christian ideal has not been tried and found wanting. It has been found difficult and left untried. I wonder if Judas had stayed. Perhaps it's time we stayed long enough to find out. From Jesus' perspective, Judas' departure takes on a whole another meaning. Because in a sense, Jesus did wait until Judas left to make this statement and share this commandment of love. Why would he do this? I think it is because Jesus will not speak when the betrayer is at hand. We see in Scripture that Jesus does not invest time trying to convince people who are on the fence to accept him or listen to him, or those who refuse to turn away from sin. He invests in those who are committed to follow him and let go of their past. So if we are wondering why we might not be hearing or experiencing God's presence in our life, why prayer seems to be dry or fruitless, we need to consider how committed we are, or what sin is he waiting for me to get rid of. There's a long tradition that if we do not get rid of sin in our life or take serious efforts to do so, we become deaf to the very voice of God. And we see this practically in our own life. For if you have someone in your life who is caught up in a serious addiction to drugs, alcohol, or whatever it may be, and they're making no attempt to get out of it, we find ourselves slowly losing our voice to even speak to them. We avoid the elephant in the room, because until that person finds the strength and courage to name it themselves, our voice continues to grow softer and quieter. And the same happens with sin. The longer we allow the Judas to remain in our hearts and lives, the softer and quieter the voice of God will become. It is not because God has left us or does not care about us, but because we keep company and become friends with the very thing that betrays him. The first reading says that it is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. And the second reading says that Christ will make all things new. May we have the patience to stay through those hardships so that we may hear his voice and the courage to let old sins leave, so it may truly follow the new commandment to love one another as he has loved us.